Here we are, the second to last of the day. And it's actually, for those of you who were in this room before, it's a perfect and planned segue from the last panel. And we're focusing here on federal election law and ethics rules, what charities need to know. And for many of the tax-exempt lawyers in the room, there are many spots along the advice spectrum where you say, I'm going to call somebody else for this, and federal elections law issues tend to be one of those spots. So we're fortunate to have Rosemary Fay at Adler & Colvin here to speak with us today, and Ezra Rees at the Elias Law Group. Rosemary is runs the circuit on speaking on election law issues and considerations for charities, among a number of other topics, and has been working with nonprofits and tax-exempt organizations for over 3 decades, has been very active in the tax-exempt bar, and is, again, is someone who contributes a lot of time, energy, and brain power, not just to her clients, but also to the field, and we're all the better for it, so thank you. And Ezra, I've just met Ezra moments ago, and I'm very glad to add him to my virtual Rolodex of experts in nonprofit tax law and political law, which is a very nice tandem area of focus, with an emphasis on nonprofit organizations that wish to engage in lobbying or electoral activity. And I'd imagine that between the lines, organizations that have unwittingly found themselves engaging in those activities. So, so with that, Rosemary and Ezra, thank you so much, and please take it away and educate us.
Thank you, Megan. So you can see we altered the name of this session, and not only are we a good follow-on to the last session, there's actually maybe quite a bit of overlap. So that actually makes it really easy for me, because although Megan maybe implied that I might practice election law, that is entirely untrue. I do represent organizations that get involved with election law, but I advise them on the tax issues. And Megan mentioned that, you know, you often go, well, I got to call someone. And Ezra is one of the people that I call. So so we're going to start by talking a little bit about the IRS rules. But again, you got an amazing briefing if you were in the room during the last session. Can I just get a show of hands? How many people were in the room in the last session? Yes, that's what I thought. It's a lot of you. So we are really not going to, I apologize to the maybe few people who wandered in, but this should actually be stuff you know pretty much about, and if you learned more in the last session, so we don't want to be too duplicative. On the other hand, what that's going to do for us because of that prior session is maybe give us a little more time. And rather than us sitting up here talking, if you have questions, we anticipate that we might be able to take a pace that would allow us to take some questions. And Ezra's section is going to be on the FEC rules. And those might be something that are less familiar to most of the people here. So we would like to take questions if that's something. And I believe that, is that a mic or just a mic stand? I'm not sure. It's a mic. So you're welcome to go back and question and ask us questions during the presentation. Okay, so IRS rules. You've already heard. There's a prohibition on political intervention. It arises from the Johnson Amendment. You cannot participate or intervene in, including the publishing or distribution of statements, any political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to any candidate for elected public office. That or in opposition to actually needed to be added, because apparently it wasn't clear what they meant the first time through. As they said in the last session, express advocacy is off the table. Express advocacy, as you will hear more about in Ezra's section, is where you're explicitly saying vote for or vote against. It's not required to breach this rule as a C3. You know, explicit or implicit bias for or against candidates in their capacity as candidates is off limits.